You're listening to Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Successful Parents and Couples, a fresh and powerful conversation on how to bring real shifts right into the heart of the messy and vulnerable human challenges we all go through in creating hot sex, love, closeness in our marriages, relationships, and partnerships, so we can move into thriving intimacy with soul and quite literally change our lives. I'm your host, the intimacy genius, Joanna Intara. Join me for engaging soul conversations as I connect with the top voices and heart-to-heart soul conversations in all things love, sex, hotness, closeness, and intimacy on what it really is to live and thrive in the way our soul calls out for most and to shift our lives like lightning as we learn how to do it. It's time to bring all the hot sex, love, and closeness we desire right into the places that most ask for it. The call for it is now, and here we are. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode. I'm wondering what episode we're on, actually, for the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. I am your host, Joanna Intara, and my clients refer to me as the Intimacy Genius. I'm here to empower successful parents and couples to thrive in relationship with soul by cultivating the hot sex, love, and closeness, not only that you desire, but also that I hear every week that you crave as well. And that's just really the truth, is every week I do hear the desire for things to be easier and for there to be massive healing to happen. And people want love to open and blossom and deliver beauty and love and lightness to the places where things feel ugly and dark and not welcome. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today, is what you do to actually create a hot sex, love, and closeness miracle. We're going to be talking about that. And if you're not already over on our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents and Couples, come on over there. We are just beginning to make that group a private group in the next week or so. And that is to facilitate the safety that you need to open up and do the work with other people who are also doing the work to create more hot sex, love, and closeness in your partnership, your marriage, your relationship. And we have a lot of fun over there, lots of engaging conversations and things there that I actually do not offer anywhere else online because it is a private group, or becoming a private group. So come on over there and let me know who you are, introduce yourself, and I do look forward to connecting with you there. And so on to our main attraction today is really the subject of what to do to create a hot sex, love, and closeness miracle. And you know, the word miracle, it can be a really evocative word for people, because I think sometimes people put it in a foo-foo category. And I want to really break that down, because I actually used to be one of those people that put it in a foo-foo category, foo-foo, far out, new age, not grounded category. And eventually I really settled my mind down over that and got very clear that a miracle is really what unfolds when there is a field of grace, which consists of a field of presence and love and connection and acceptance and non-defensiveness. And so this is what I have learned creates, in places where things feel difficult or overwhelming or like there's a lot of suffering going on, it actually creates what we actually call a miracle. So maybe your version this week of a miracle includes how to stop fighting over who's making dinner and start having sex on the dining room table again. Or maybe it's something else, but I know that you've got something. Wondering what that is, I invite you to really tune in for the moment and see what that would be for you, and come on this journey with me today while we go through this, because I'm going to share with you that when I think back on my own journey of marriage and relationship, I'm still in that, I had a pattern of overwhelm that kept replaying itself over and over again. And then when I was sitting in circles with peers who were doing the deep work of creating conscious relationship, I saw a few things that I've learned and would love to share with you. And one of those things is really probably the key thing that changed everything for me and also my relationship and my marriage. So we're going to move into how to soften the part of you that might be needed so that you can have your relationship moving into miracles, which means sort of letting go of places where we feel contracted in our interactions with our partner, places where we feel hardened, places where we may feel bitter or resentment, all those things that shut connection down and therefore miracles. And so for me, what I decided to do was I was like, okay, I need to truly address what it takes, and I think you do too, to create a field that allows miracles to happen, that let the hot sex get born, that let love blossom, and let closeness become a delicious jewel of intimacy and connection and ease that you share between the two of you. And this can happen even if it's something you haven't experienced for some time, or maybe even ever. Now, I want you to know, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm busy, I don't have time, is this going to be any good? And I want to tell you, yes, it is, because I am standing here with you today to share with you that I have walked this path so deeply. And I have seen at linchpin moments where one step, literally, I like this word linchpin, it's like the crucial thing that makes things go in one direction or the other, where one step could really lead to more challenge and conflict and suffering, and the other could really lead to more love, beauty, sex, closeness, connection. And because I have been at this intersection over and over again, I have been confronted with my conditioned mind, how my mind patterns are, my mindset, for, you know, a way that most people describe it, and the emotion and the feelings that were in my family lineage that affected me and made me contract or get hardened or close down or disconnect. And I'm pretty sure if you're listening to this, you could probably identify in the privacy of your own mind here with my voice as a guide as to what those places are inside of you. And I really had to, I'm going to be honest with you, I had to sit with a part of me that could be really reactive or could truly choose and decide to create peace. So it really became a decision. And not just want to create, but to actually create it from a place that has the resources and the capacity to do it. So how did I do that? The way that I did that was to let go of bitterness, let go of resentment, let go of being hard, learning to use my senses to soften into myself, soften through the hardness, soften through the bitterness, soften through resentment, soften through the contraction so that more flow could actually have a chance to unfold. And that's really what you have to do. Your senses are these beautiful things that we've been given, your capacity to hear and to smell and to taste and to touch and, you know, to see. These are fluid, moving parts of us that we actually get to experience, which is wonderful. And so the decision needs to come to begin to move into the senses, to soften, so that we can actually be present with what's there. And when we're present with what's there, we're actually in connection. We are actually in a field of acceptance. We no longer have defense, hopefully, or we're in a state of non-defense. And that creates a field of love, and that creates a field of presence and allowing, which then opens us up to grace. And when we have grace, we really do have miracles. Things that seem so impossible become tangible, visceral, and palpable right before our eyes. And it doesn't have to be this foo-foo thing that's ungrounded. It actually can come through the exact steps that I'm sharing with you. So if you're reading this and wondering, if you're listening to this and you're wondering what you can do, this is really the steps. And I want to invite you to, you know, take stock of how you're doing these things that I mentioned, how you're embodying your senses, how you are moving with those, how you're working with your sense of bitterness or hardness or resentments or bitterness, and then how you open to what creates grace. Have you sat and asked yourself what creates grace? What is grace to you? For me, grace is a place where I'm opening to what is with resources inside myself of love and presence and non-defense and openness. And for many years, that was my sole practice. And because I practiced that, my resources grew, and this field of openness and dance with what is truly opened up what I formerly thought was foo-foo and far out there, but actually became miracles. And some of those miracles included having the kind of connection with my husband that the me 20 years ago could not have imagined happening, but they have, in terms of hot sex, in terms of love, in terms of connection, in terms of family, in terms of parenting, all mixed in with our spirituality as well. It's just been beautiful. And I know that you want that too. I know you want your own version of it. And even if you don't know where to start, but you're ready to do this in your relationship, these are some of the things that you can start to do now. And so my question is, what one thing from what I've shared today can you just take away and tuck away in your own heart, your own mind, maybe share it with your partner and start working on? You know, what is that thing for you? Because I'm pretty sure as soon as you identify that, what's going to happen is you are going to have more presence in your life. You're going to have more softening. You're going to have more grace. You're going to have more openness. And it doesn't have to be hard anymore. You know, there's no more not having what you need in front of you, because I'm sharing with you the what to do practices to do the work that's needed. And I trust that you know what that work is. There's no more needing to feel alone or disconnected or cut off from all the goodness and benefits and miracles that being in a partnership can and should bring. So I'm inviting you in. And if there's somebody out there listening to this that is wondering, you know, what is one thing that they can do or one struggle that you have this week in this department, hop on a call with me, free call with Joanna. com. That's FreeCall with Joanna, JoAnna.com. And I'll share with you the one thing that I know you can do to shift it around, because you do get to have the hot sex, love, and closeness that you deserve. It's a precious, cherishable gift that I'm enjoying now. And it's exactly from doing the things that I'm sharing it with you. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Come on over to our Facebook group and let us know how this was for you. Oh, please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes. We love that. It helps people get the word out. And we are currently trending on iTunes as a new and podcast that I think is in the top 10 or 20% of podcasts in this arena. So that's really exciting. We are growing. And this movement is getting traction, which is wonderful. And I just want to leave you with this, that I absolutely know what works. And, you know, what I'm sharing with you has not only changed my life, but the lives of literally hundreds and thousands of clients over the years. And I want that for you. I want you to have that. I want you to have that so deeply, because that is my deep soul purpose. It's my calling. And it only spreads massive goodness to you, your relationship, your body, your mentality, your spirituality, your heart, your marriage, your children, your work, the creativity that gets turned on, your life, your community. Only goodness comes from that. So join me in spreading that, and let's do this. And thank you so much for joining us. It's a pleasure as always. Feel free to let us know what you think. You're always welcome to message me privately on Facebook at Joanna Intara, I-N-T-A-R-A. I check those messages every week, maybe a few times, and so I will definitely get in touch with you. Thank you so much. Have a great Friday. Here's to getting all the hot sex, love, and closeness that you need and deserve. Yes, you get to have it. We all do. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining us on the Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness podcast. If today's episode shifted your world or gave value to you, I'd really love for you to leave us a quick review on iTunes. Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness is a collective conversation of bringing all our inner resources, expert advice, and real-world value with fresh embodiment right into the relational places that we all know need it the most. If you're ready to break free from your current challenges and rise boldly into your full relationship, thriving with soul, visit me at besoulfulfilled.com. That's besoulfulfilled.com. Or come on over to our Facebook group, Hot Sex, Love, and Closeness for Parents, for one-on-one coaching, daily advice, tips, and guidance, products and courses, all curated to empower you to shift into true fulfillment till you're all the way home. Until next time, you're on the right path, your challenges and vulnerability are navigatable, and you're capable of shifting into love, healing, and all the hot closeness and connection you desire. Embody your best relationship self and shift into the soul-lit love you're meant to live.